With all that said, are you ready to get into the Word today? Go ahead, if you would, and open your Bible to the book of Proverbs with me this morning, the book of Proverbs. And let me say this before I jump into this message, that everything that I'm preaching today is going to be coming out of the book of Proverbs. And if you are new to church, if you are new to relationship with Jesus, Proverbs is a good place to start because it's got great practical tools for you to live by and help you understand God's will, God's purpose, and simple, plain things that will help you in everyday life. Someone say amen. So I just want to, if you're new, you're going, man, I haven't read the Bible. What should I read? Start in Proverbs. It's a good place to start. It's very simple, very practical. But today I'll be reading out of the book of Proverbs. We're going to start in at chapter 4. So go ahead and just turn there, Proverbs chapter 4. And then I'm going to begin, and we're going to bounce around in there. You're not going to have to bounce around with me, but I want you to get there to the bulk of the message. Today we're talking about right voices. Someone say right voices. Right choices. If you have the right voices in your life, you will make the right choices in your life. If you have the wrong voices in your life, you will make wrong choices in your life. It's very typical and very evident that we are forged and shaped, and we make decisions based on the voices in our life, based on people's opinions, based on people's thoughts, based on people's advice. We will make educated decisions. Hopefully it's an educated decision, but we will make decisions based on the strength of the voice in our life. And some of you, the strong voices are the wrong voices. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Some of us, the strong voices in our life are wrong voices. Anyone ever took the advice of someone and realized, dumb decision, I shouldn't have done that, shouldn't have went there, shouldn't have dated that girl? You know, you had a friend said, man, she's the one. You didn't, no, you shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? Like, wrong voices give you the wrong choices, but the right voices give you the right choices. You know, we're learning in our relationship series that relationships are very important. They're very important to God, and they're very important for our success as a Christian. If we get into the wrong ships with people, it will take us to the wrong places. We don't have to be in a relationship with everybody. We don't have to be best friends with everybody. We should be nice. We should be cordial. We should be invitational. We should even do things with other people, but we don't have to be linked with everybody. We don't have to be tied up with everybody, because the wrong voices will produce wrong choices. It's why some of us said we're never going to do a drug, and we did, because we had the wrong voices helping produce wrong choices. It's why some of us said we're not going to have sex to a marriage, but we did, because we had the wrong voices that produced wrong choices. So I'm just trying to encourage you and trying to help you understand that voices are very important. Voices will shape you. Voices will lead you. Voices will help produce your thoughts and your belief systems. And if you have the wrong voices, you will produce wrong choices. But if you have the right voices, you will produce the right choices. See, we will always be influenced the most by the strongest voices in our lives. We will always be influenced the most by the strongest voices in our life. That's why some of you parents, you raise your kids and you tell them what to do, but then all of a sudden when they get to junior high and high school, they start listening to other friends, because what happened is the friend's voice became stronger than your voice. The strength of the voice will always have the greatest impact on our life. And this is how the strength of the voice typically is strengthened. The strength of the voice are typically based on two criteria: time and trust. Time and trust. That will always build the strength of a voice. Time and trust. Who you hang out with the most. You're investing time, and over time, you're establishing trust. And over time, that time and trust has now strengthened their voice, and now you are being shaped and molded by that individual. You might not even know it. You might not even see it happening. Have you ever had some friends that you knew of that were one way, and then they started hanging around with a different group of friends, and it's almost like they're completely different now? You ever met someone, they moved away to another city, and then you see them a year later, and they're a completely different person? Because time and trust will strengthen a voice in someone's life. And if you're not careful, who you're spending the most time with is developing the most trust with. And if it's not the right voice, it will give you the wrong choice. Time and trust. So before we get going, it's a good question to ask yourself, who are you spending the most time with? Because who you're spending the most time with, you're developing the most trust with. That's why as a kid, think about this, people. That's why as a kid, we make decisions that are, okay, let me help you understand this. No one becomes a drug addict on their own. You get tempted by a voice in your life, and if that voice holds enough weight, if that voice is strong enough, you'll say yes. That's why a young lady, if she's being pressed upon by a young man to have sex with her, to do some things outside the confines of what God would want for her, if that voice is strong enough, if there's been enough time established, if there's been enough trust established, like, girl, you know I'm going to marry you. You know I'm going to be there with you. You know, we can pray about this later. You know, I'm not going to leave you. It doesn't matter if we wait till we're married or now. If time and trust are established, the strength of the voice grows, and you will say yes to that voice. Because we will always be impressed. We will always follow. We will always be influenced by the strongest voices in our life. No matter what you say, you can say, no, I won't. Yes, you will. You can say, it's not going to happen to me. Yes, it will. You will always be influenced by the strongest voices in your life. And that's why we're in this relationship series. Because we want you to understand, don't get in the boat with everybody. Because some boats are the Titanic waiting to happen. Some boats are sinking ships. And if you get in a boat with everybody, you will sink right with them. Wrong voices, wrong choices. It's a sinking ship. Right voices, right choices. Let's see what the Bible has to say about this. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 12. Don't turn there yet. You're still at Proverbs 4. Just stay there. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26 says this. The godly give good advice to their friends, and the wicked lead them astray. The godly give good advice to their friends, and the wicked lead their friends astray. And have you noticed? Not every friend is a good friend. It says the godly give good advice to their friends, but the wicked lead their friends astray. It doesn't say friends, but it's given implication because it talks about the godly give good advice to their friends, so obviously the ungodly, the wicked, would lead them astray. See, the strength of the voice can happen in a positive way or a negative way. It's the strength of a voice. And that strength of a voice will influence you and impact your life. See, a godly voice. That's why the right voices need to be godly voices. Not everyone can have a voice in your life. Not everyone should be able to speak into your life. Not every opinion should you listen to, whether it be Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, or Oprah, or the crazy lady that's psycho and she'll read your whatever. What's her name? Sylvia Brown. I don't know why I always look to Amber when I say that, but I don't know. She reminds me of... No, I'm just joking. But my point is not every voice is a good voice. And if it's not a godly voice, I'm not saying it's a wicked voice, but what I will say, it's a lead you astray voice. I'm not saying my friends are wicked that led me astray. What I'm saying, though, if it wasn't backed by God, it led me contrary to where I was supposed to go. And whether if I was a foot off or a mile off, I'm still off. Doesn't matter if I'm just off a little bit or off a lot, I'm still off. See, a godly voice will always give good advice. See, here's the truth. Some of you should be writing this down if you're taking notes. What goes into your head will get into your heart. And what gets into your heart will get into your actions. What goes into your head will get into your heart, and what gets into your heart will go into your actions. See, what comes in a man will come out of a man. You have to be very careful of the voices you allow to come inside of you, because once it gets embedded into heart, it will come out into action. That's why some of us said, I'll never do that. It will never happen to me. I'll never go there. I'll never say that. I'll never be that way. I'll never be racist. I'll never say nothing about a Mexican. I'll never do a drug. We've all said these kinds of things, but if we're not careful, the wrong voices will speak into our life. And if they speak long enough, it will get embedded into your heart. And once it's embedded into your heart, it spills out in everything you do. It spills out in everything you do. How else does a drug addict become an addict? Because a voice got into their head, which eventually got into their heart, which eventually came out into their actions. How else does some girl become promiscuous and start selling her body? Got into her head, got into her heart, got into her actions. How else does someone become a racist? Gets into your head, gets into your heart, and gets into your actions. That's why the Bible says to guard your heart. We're going to go there in a second. But what I want you to understand is you need to be very careful. I'm not talking about close your ears off to everything everyone says. No, you need to learn to decipher between what's a godly voice and what's a ungodly voice, and only allow the godly voice to get inside your heart. Because people are going to be talking all around you. It's almost as if you could be in a crowd of people, but if your child screams, you know it's your child. It could be a bunch of babies crying, but when your baby cries, automatically you know the voice. See, that's how we're supposed to be. There's going to be all kinds of voices around us, but we should be able to go, I can hear the godly voice. I can hear the voice pointing me in the right position, because if I get it into my heart, it will come out into my actions. This happens good and bad. If you let the wrong voice get into your head, it will get into your heart, produce wrong actions. But if you let the right voice get into your head, get into your heart, it will produce godly actions. You got to be very careful of what you let come into a man, because it will come out of a man. You need to watch and protect and hope and understand that not everything is good advice. Proverbs chapter 4, you there? Should be there. Verse 20 through 27, it says this. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them and let them penetrate deep into your heart. Now, why would God say let them penetrate deep into your heart? Because what gets into your heart will become a part of your life. You just can't have head knowledge. See, there's a lot of people walking around with head knowledge. They know what the Bible says. They know right from wrong. They know what God said about this. And okay. By a show of hands, how many people know that God says, don't have sex till you're married? Now, I'm pretty sure everyone had one. Okay, right? But that didn't stop us. Before I had sex, I knew God said, don't have sex till you're married. See, it can't just be head knowledge. You just can't know what the right thing's supposed to be. It needs to be heart knowledge. It needs to transfer from just a thought and an idea to a part of who I am. It's not enough just to say, well, I know what it says. You need to have it be operated in your life, and it has to transfer from your head to your heart. That's why God says, let these words penetrate deep into your heart. It's not enough just to be able to quote scripture. It's got to be part of who you are. It's not enough to just say, well, I know what God said about it. It's not enough just to know what he said. It needs to be a part of who you are. You need to listen and listen and listen and listen until it becomes part of you. Because when it becomes part of you, now you don't have to talk yourself out of, well, you know, some of you play this Christian game. Well, God said not to do it, but I'm not too sure. I don't know what I think about it. And you're wrestling back and forth with it because it's not in your heart yet. When it gets into your heart, you go, I'm not settling for that, loser. Are you serious? God's got something better for me. Why would I ever want to miss out on what God had for me? Because now it's part of your heart. It's just not in your mind. It's just not, that's not what Pastor said. It's just not, oh, I read that yesterday. No, it's who I am. I live to give and I love to give. It's who I am. I'm looking to get someone else saved. It's who I am. I'm going to honor my wife. It's who I am. It's not just something God told me to do. It's part of who I am. It has to go from your head and penetrate into your heart. Because here's why. Let it penetrate deep into your heart. Verse 22. For they bring life to those who find them and healing to their body. Verse 23, key verse. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. What determines the course of your life? What you know? No. What's inside of you? What determines the course of your life? What's embedded in the fabric of who you are. If it's not in part of you, you will always sway your opinion based on emotion. But when it's part of you, this is absolute. You can't take it out of me. You can't talk me out of it. It is who I, if it's no longer an opinion, it's no longer a belief, it's part of my DNA. You can't talk me out of it. You can't argue me out of it. You can't tell me anything else. It's who I am. And here's what's crazy. Some of you got some of that stuff. It's who I am. You can't talk me out of it. You can't tell me anything different in the wrong areas. Don't tell me how to do my marriage. Don't tell me how to raise my kids. Don't tell me how to worship God. Don't tell me how to be committed. Don't tell me how to do this. And it's all in the wrong area because you let the wrong voices penetrate so deep that no one can tell you anything else. Says this, avoid all perverse talk and stay away from corrupt speech. What is it saying after? It says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk and stay away from corrupt speech. Basically, stay away from wrong voices. Guard your heart. How do you guard your heart? You guard your ears. How do you guard your ears? Stay away from the wrong voices, because what goes into your ears will go into your heart. That's why the only way to guard your heart is to guard your ears. It's why some people believe lies, because they hear a lie so much that it becomes true. You know, it's interesting. One time I was in here preaching, and there's this thing that happened on Oprah, supposedly. And somebody had this thing that said, you know, Tommy Hilfiger is a racist, and he said on Oprah that he didn't want any black people to wear his clothes. And, you know, all kinds of people believe this. And even in that message, someone goes, uh-huh, I saw it. I said, no, you didn't. But, you know, they were so embedded in what someone else said that they said, yes, I did. You can't tell. I saw it. Yes, I did. Well, guess what I did? I didn't tell them that, but I went online and pulled up the clip of Tommy Hilfiger and Oprah revealing that that never happened. They sat down and said, there's this rumor that happened. I've never even been on the show. Come on, come on. But guess what? You got people that hear a lie so much that it becomes truth. And some of you got the wrong voices in your life so much that you're hearing the wrong thing over and over. And to you, it becomes true. All men are dogs. I can't find a good godly man. God doesn't got nothing for me. Why would I ever want to give? Because the pastor's just going to steal the money. And you hear all these lies and it becomes true to you. And no one could tell you anything else. Because you have the wrong voice. 25, look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet and stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked and keep your feet from following evil. How do you keep your feet from falling to evil? Don't let your head listen to the wrong voice. The wrong voice will move you off track. You got to have the right godly voices in your life. Let me say that again. The right godly. Godly. We need a quotation marks that. Godly voice. It can't just be any voice. It's got to be a godly voice. It's the only way you're going to get the right information. You don't want to believe me? Here's what happens if you don't. Proverbs 13, verse 10. Pride leads to conflict, but those who take advice are wise. See, this is the number one thing. I know some of you tell me, well, you don't need to tell me what to do in my life. I'm a grown man. And something. Your pride will lead to conflict. We've been married 10 years. Don't tell us how to have a better marriage. You don't know. Look, your pride will lead to conflict. Pride will limit your growth. Pride will limit what God can do in your life. And your pride will lead to conflict. But those who receive advice, those who take advice are wise. You know, it's amazing. I'm a sports junkie. I love sports. I love all kinds of sports. Basketball, football, baseball. I love them all. And even the best athlete in any sport, you could take the best pitcher in the MLB. He still got the pitching coach. You could take the best shooter in the NBA. He's still got someone correcting his mistakes, saying, hey, look, you can be even better if you just move your elbow in and spread your fingers and flick your wrist a little bit more. Even the best football players have coaches giving them great advice on how to be better. And some of us have a mistake that when we're a kid, we're told you need to listen to people and take good advice. And then all of a sudden you're grown now. Now you don't have to listen to anybody. You made the NFL because you're grown, and now you don't have to listen to anybody. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You need right voices in your life, no matter how long you've known Jesus. Even me, as a pastor, I have a pastor. I have a right voice in my life that I talk to all the time. I try to find opportunities to call him and spend time with him because I need a right voice to help me make right decisions. To make sure that even me, I don't get sidetracked. I need right voices. You and me, we still need right voices. Proverbs 13:13. People who despise advice are asking for trouble, but those who respect a command will succeed. You can't just despise advice. You have to learn to accept godly wisdom. Proverbs 15:22. Plans go wrong for lack of advice, but many advisors bring success. Now, mind you, when it's talking about advice, it's talking about godly advice. It's not just talking about advice from anybody. It's talking about a God-backed advice. Something that God would say for your life. Not just any advice, godly advice. Proverbs 19, verse 20. Get all the advice and instruction you can, so you'll be wise the rest of your life. Get all the godly advice and instruction you can, so you'll be wise the rest of your life. You need it. We need it. Don't you dare say, well, don't tell me. Look, you are setting yourself up for danger. Because there will be times in your life where you will face difficult circumstances and you're going to need the right voice to help you make the right decision. Because yeah, you might be able to do good right now. But let me tell you, there's a factor that comes to play a part in all of our life, and it's called emotion. And one day your emotion might outweigh your decision-making skills. One day the butterflies that man has given you might outweigh your decision-making skills. One day the problems and circumstances that come upon your life, that emotion might outweigh your decision-making skills. And you need people in your life to tell you, this is the right decision. I know you feel like leaving. I know you feel like giving up. I know you feel like not doing that. No, but that's not the right decision. You need to do this. You need the right people in your life to tell you the right thing, because all of us will face some areas in our life where our emotion might outweigh what's the right thing to do. And in those times, we need to make sure that we have the right voices, because the wrong voices will lead us astray. What happens the day your marriage has conflict if you have the wrong voices? Divorces happen because of wrong voices. What happens if your kids all of a sudden start making some poor decisions? If you got the wrong voices, your relationship with them might disintegrate completely. What happens financially when you have financial calamity that hits your life and you don't know what to do? What happens? If you have the wrong voices, you'll end up deeper in debt. If you have the right voices, they'll have you trusting God first and allowing Him to do the rest of your life. If you have the wrong voices, when it comes time to having the tough decisions that all of us will face, trials and tribulations will come to all of us. And in those moments, we need to make sure we have the right voices in our life. Let me give you some characteristics of some wrong voices so you know how to decipher and how to do away with wrong voices. First and foremost, wrong voices are negative. Wrong voices are negative. Wrong voices see the negative in everything. No matter how successful, no matter how good your life's going, no matter how much positive things you're doing for God, they will always point out the negative. They will always discredit what God is doing in your life. They will always try to make you feel like, well, I'm not doing enough, or they're always trying to point out the flaws. I mean, you could have been doing 100 things right, they will find the one thing that's wrong. Wrong voices are negative voices. They're just negative news voices. You leave there and you need to take a mental bath when you get home, because you are just so emotionally drained at all their negativity. Second thing, wrong voices are destructive. Wrong voices leave a mess and they don't pick it up. They come in and they destroy things, and they destroy your purity. They get you. They have a way of coming into your life, and there's always an aftermath once they leave, and they don't pick up the pieces. They just come in, they're destructive, and they just make you feel bad, they make you feel low, they make you feel like you're not good enough. Wrong voices are destructive, and they destroy you, and they lay residue and pieces all over, and they don't pick up the mess. They're destructive. Wrong voices are faithless. They don't believe what God said. They listen to the opinion of man, and their faith stops right there. Well, the doctor said, well, you know, he's always going to be like your dad. Oh, they're never going to change. I don't know what you're doing that for. They're just faithless. They don't have anything that says, I'm trusting God for something better in my life. Wrong voices will have you making impulse decisions, because the decisions aren't based on faith. They can only see what they can see. They can't see the unseen. So all they do is make decisions based on what they see right now. And so those wrong voices that are faithless voices will always have you stepping into the wrong decision, because it's not based on what God would say about it. It's how they feel about it. Wrong voices are tempting voices. They're the tempters in our life. They try to push us past the point of our Christian walk. They try to push us past the point of our comfortability. They try to push us past the point of our purity or our healthy boundaries that we set up for ourselves. Wrong voices are tempter voices, and they're not always tempting us to sin. They're just tempting us to get out of character. Well, you should buy that. You deserve that. You worked hard for that. Go ahead and buy that TV and make the payments for 7 years. Go ahead. You deserve that. And it's football season anyway. You know you're going to want to watch it on that. Go ahead and buy that car. You work hard for that car. If you can afford the payment, go ahead and buy that. And they're setting you up just to be bound for the next 7 years to something that's going to break down anyway. And all of a sudden, or they're just saying, you know what? You deserve a man right now. You need to be with that guy. I'm telling you, he's the one. And they're just always pushing. It's my birthday. It's New Year's Eve. Just come out with me just this one. I'm not telling you to not be a Christian. I'm just telling you, just make an exception just this one night. Girl, I know you say you're not going to do that till you get married, but you know what? I'm going to marry you. We're going to be together. So we might as well just do it now. We've already done it before. You know, we've already done it before. So, you know, I mean, we've already done it. We might as well just keep doing it. He already forgave you once. He'll forgive you again. That's what happens in relationships that start off on the wrong track, and then someone finds Jesus, then they go back to the bedroom, and now there's this conflict because someone's going, well, I want to set up the boundary, and the other person's going, well, we've already done it. Right? The tempters, they're trying to get you to go past your Christianity or your comfortability or out of your character. Those are wrong voices. Wrong voices are assertive. And what I mean by that is they're having or showing a confident or forceful personality. See, assertive people, they try to assert themselves. They try to, it's like they're selling you something. They're trying to get you to buy what they're selling, and they're forceful, and they're adamant about you doing this thing. Oh, no, you need to leave him because he's no good for you. They're forceful about it. See, God is not that way. He's a gentleman. We often quote, he talks to you in a still, small voice. He's not going to force you to do anything. He's going to open the door and say, hey, look, I've got something great for you. You're more than welcome to come in whenever you want. He doesn't stand there, and while you keep walking by, hey, idiot, you need to come in here. I can't believe you're not coming in here. You're going to hell if you don't come in here. He's not that way. Stupid, come on. You need to be in here. I told you, you need to come. You need to get in here. You're going to hell. You are going to hell. He doesn't do that. He could say all those things. Because truthfully, if we don't get in, we probably are kind of stupid because the best deal ever. And we are going to go to hell if we don't start a relationship with him. But he's not assertive. He's not forcing it on you. But see, people who are wrong voices always try to force them on you. They're the wrong voices. They're always trying to force their agenda or what they're doing or their cause, or they're wanting you to buy into what they're doing. They're assertive. Wrong voices are self-seeking. They're only telling you that because it benefits them. Oh, you know, girl, you need to leave him. You want to know why she's saying that? Because she wants to spend more time with you. So if the boyfriend's out the picture, if the husband's out the picture, now we're back in the picture and we can hang out like old times. See, it's self. See, you need to buy that. Really what they're saying is, I want you to buy that TV so I can watch football at your house. This is what they're saying. You deserve that. See, wrong voices are self-seeking voices. Come on, you need to get with me. I love you. Really, really, it's you don't know how to control your hormones. And so you're self-seeking, trying to get someone to buy in to your thing. Oh, you need to come out with us. It's my birthday. Once again, you catch the verbiage? My. I don't know if that's verb. I think that's a noun, but whatever. Did you catch that though? It's all about me. Wrong voices always point back to themselves and what they're doing and their agenda. Okay, but let me show you what right voices sound like. Right voices tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Right voices tell you what you need to hear, and they tell you in a loving, honorable fashion, and they're going to tell you, they're not going to force it on you. They're just going to tell you. And I really don't think that guy's the right guy for you. You know, you just came out of a bad relationship. I don't know if you're ready to be in a relationship right now. You know, honestly, you know, you probably shouldn't make that purchase because you were just complaining about how you didn't have no money to pay that. And if you get that, now you're really not going to have no money. You should probably, well, I don't know if you should, I don't know if leaving to another church is going to solve your problem because you're running from yourself. Maybe you should just submit and just learn. Don't get mad because the rows are just one row now. It's not that big of a deal. He wore a bow tie, I know, but you'll get over it. You know, you need the right voices in your life to help you process some of the emotional stuff you're feeling. You know what? We don't need to do this right now. We can wait until we're married. We can do this the right way. You need the right voices that tell you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear, because in those moments, you really do want someone to tell you what you want to hear. Because your emotionally adrenaline is attached and you want to hear that thing. When you're mad at your spouse because they disrespected you, you want someone to say, forget that man. Because it'll make you feel good. You don't want someone to say, you need to honor him, you need to pray for him, and when he comes home tonight, you need to cook him something and be nice to him. That's not what I wanted to hear. You know what I'm saying? But that's what you needed to hear. Because that's going to be the thing to save your marriage. You can't just listen. See, the right voice will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. The right voices are more concerned for your future than your present. Right voices tell you something that's going to help you 10 years from now and not just in the moment. And wrong voices only care about today. They only care about how you feel right now. They only care about the frustration that you're going through right now. They only care about how you got a 12-inch TV right now. They don't care about 10 years from now and the financial debt that's going to come upon your life, or the emotional damage that's going to come upon your life, or the stress that's going to come upon your life when that marriage does dissolve. They're not looking down the road. That's why God's voice is the right voice every time. Because he's not concerned with how you feel now. He's concerned about your benefit for a long time. That's why when he says stuff like, don't have sex until your marriage. Now look, 11 o'clock at night, romantic dinner, Marvin Gaye's on, you feel like, God, now's the time. Married or not married, you're going to feel like now's the time. But the bottom line is he's telling you now's not the time because he's looking 10 years down your life. And he doesn't want you to walk around with that emotional, mental damage that you might be scarred with 10 years down the road. So he's not trying to withhold from you. He's saying it because he's looking for your benefit, longevity, not today. The right voice will always point to your future, where the wrong voices will always point to today. Do what you feel right now. It's New Year's Eve. Let's just kick it right now. You can pray about it later. No, that's the wrong voice. A right voice will say, no, slap yourself. That's not the right decision because it's going to affect you 10 years from now. God's voice is the right voice every time because he sees the end from the beginning. He sees your whole life and knows if you make this decision, you might not feel the repercussions today, but 3 years down the road, you will. And if you make the right decision, you might not know the promise I have for you, but 5 years down the road, you'll be thanking me that you made the right decision because I'm sending you the right thing. It's the right voices. Right voices echo God's will, not their opinion. Right voices always say what God would say. They don't say how they feel about it. They don't base their opinion. And this is the key. If you're ever helping someone and you're being looked to for opinion or for advice, you need to learn how to separate your emotions from what God said. Because there's going to be family issues. There's going to be marital issues. There's going to be parenting issues. And you might be mad and frustrated too. But you've got to learn to separate your emotions from what God's word says. Because you might be feeling like, you know, you really do need to kick that guy to the curb. Because he said something mad about you. Right. Oh, I don't even know why you talked to Becky. Becky's so rude. You know, she ain't a good friend of you. And she was just calling you out your name. And you need to be able to say, you know what? You need to honor and love that guy. You need to stick to God's will, not your opinion. And so the right voice will always point to what God said. It will never point to their opinion. So what kind of voices do you got in your life? Who are the people that you're spending the most time with, that you're trusting the most? Who are those people that you're sitting there saying, you know what, I've got this, this is the right voice, this is the right time, and who's saying what in your life? Because if you're not careful, you have the wrong voices, and the wrong voices produce wrong choices. But if you have the right voices, it might not make you feel all fuzzy and good on the inside today. But you'll know it was the right decision. And right decisions, right voices produce right choices. And right choices add up to a long, productive, exciting life. I'm just telling you, one choice at a time. One right choice at a time. You don't have to do it all today. Just one right choice at a time. They add up. And you just do a little bit, turns to a lot. And before you know it, you start compounding on what God's doing in your life. Oh my goodness. You look back at your marriage and go, man, I'm so glad we made the decision 5 years ago because today we are feeling the benefits of it. I'm so glad. It's almost like, you know, when you work out, it doesn't feel good that day. And the next day, it really don't feel good. And you're telling yourself, I hate the gym. I hate waking up. I don't want to go back. It's dumb. Whoever wants to run on a treadmill for half an hour, that's stupid. Like, you're telling yourself all these things. I don't see no results. I'm still looking the same. But if you keep making right choices, little by little by little, one day, look at me now. I got a six pack, no underarm jiggling. My throat's back. You can see my throat again. You know what I'm saying? You feel no muffin top. I'm feeling good. Yeah. Right choices, little after little, produce great stuff. Here's the risk that people run. Check this out. Make sure you have the right voice in your life, and don't run to find someone that will tell you what you want to hear. Don't do that. When you have the right voice, just listen. Don't keep running to find someone that tells you what you want to hear, because you'll find that person. Trust me, I know. As a pastor, I get all kinds of people asking me, Pastor, you know, what do you think I should do with my life? And I tell them. And they walk away, and guess what they do? They call another pastor. Hey, you know, hey, Pastor so-and-so, I talked to another pastor, but I just want to find out what you guys say about it, as if I didn't say what the Bible said. And what they're doing is they're looking for someone to tell them what they want to hear, so that when something bad happens, they can blame somebody else. Well, you know, that one pastor told me to do it. You know, I probably shouldn't have listened to him. No, you had five other people tell you the right thing, and you kept running to find the one that would tell you what you want to hear. You know, let's go back to the gym theory real quick before we dismiss. But let's just say you're 100 pounds overweight, and it's December 31st. So we all know what happens on January 1st. New Year's resolution. We're all going to the gym. And so you walk into the gym and you see that lady, if you're a lady, that's got the body you want, you go, man, I sure wish I could look like her. Or you're a man and you walk in and you see that other guy and he's super buff and you're like, ooh, I hope when I'm done, my body looks like that. And then all of a sudden, this is what most people do. They walk in there and they just look around. And they look at what other people are doing. They don't ask anything because they're too intimidated to ask. Too prideful to ask, to be quite honest. And they look around, they see what everybody else is doing. And then so once that one person leaves that one machine, then they walk over to that one machine and try to do what that one person did. You know what I'm saying? So you're over there just pumping this machine. And all of a sudden, that person that's got the body that you want walks over to you and go, hey, do you need some help? No. I got this. Now look, how stupid does that sound? The person that got what you want is coming to give you the advice that you need. But your pride will have you doing the wrong thing over and over and getting mad because you're not getting the result that you want to get. So you go to the gym and after a month you just give up because it's not working for me. I don't care what no one says. I'm eating fried chicken and brownies every day because it's not working. Right? All you had to do was take some good advice to help you. Don't be the person. And here's what's even more funny. Let another person that's 100 pounds overweight like yourself walk over to you and go, oh, you're doing it wrong. You do it like this. You'll listen to that person. I'm pretty sure we're in the same predicament. How are you gonna help me? We should be, you see what I'm saying? We'll listen to people, we'll take marriage advice from people whose marriages are crappy. But then someone who's got a successful marriage tries to tell you something, no, that ain't gonna work, I don't wanna hear it. But you'll go to the person who's been divorced 10 times and try and tell you how to honor their husband. And come on, get past your intimidation and listen to godly voices. How about this? Can you be a right voice for somebody? Can you be the right voice? Can you be a right voice? Can you echo what God would say? Can you tell people what they need to hear and not be a people pleaser? Not be rude, not judgmental. But wouldn't a good friend, if you're my friend and I was driving into a ditch, wouldn't you tell me, don't drive down that road? Wouldn't you tell me that if you're a good friend to me? Or would you go, well, you know, you're going to drive anyway, so just go ahead and drive. No. Be man and woman enough to tell people what they need to hear in a good, godly way. Can you echo what God would say and not your opinion? Well, you know, what I would do. No, I don't care what you would do. what would God do? And can you be more concerned for someone's future than their emotional state today? Because they're going to come to you all emotional. So-and-so did this, and he did this, and she... You got to... Okay, I know you feel like that. But this is what you need to do. In 10 years, you're going to thank me. Because it's the right decision. It's not based on... It's not going to fix everything today. But it's going to be the right decision for you. See, because the truth is, you are a voice to somebody. To somebody, you're the voice. You're who they're listening to. To somebody, you're the voice. Dad, you're a voice. Mom, you're a voice. Student, you're a voice. All of us, you are, someone is clinging to your words. Are you using them to build or destroy? What kind of relationships are you in? Are you in the right relationship? Are you in a wrong relationship? And let me just say this as we're closing, that in order for you to know the right voice, you have to have Jesus as the center of your life. You need to be in relationship with Him. God is the right voice. The only way to know the right voice is to be in relationship with Him. And I urge you, do not be in a relationship with Morningstar. Hear me correctly. Some of you are in more of a relationship with Morningstar Church than you are with Jesus. You love the worship more than you love your relationship with Jesus. You like the preaching more than your relationship with Jesus. You like the friends and the atmosphere and the exciting things we do more than your relationship with Jesus. I'm just telling you, we will fail you. We will offend you. Somewhere, sometime, we're not going to sing the song that you want to sing. We're going to put one row in the bottom section. I'm going to wear a bow tie. We're going to change the parking stalls. Things will change and you will maybe get offended. But I promise you, if you build your relationship on Jesus Christ, He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always have your best interest. He will always do what's right for you. He will always tell you the right course of action. He will always have your back if you build it on Jesus. And when you build it on Jesus, this place becomes a special place. And these relationships become special relationships. And these words don't just make you feel good, they help you live good. See, when you build your relationship on Jesus, everything else takes on a new meaning. But when you build your relationship on what our church has to offer, you will be broke, busted, and disgusted. It will fail you. But when you're on Him, you'll be built upon a rock. I'm just telling you. I love this church, but I love Jesus more than I love this church. And you should too. It should be built on Him. Have a relationship with Him. Get in His ship. It will help you make the right course of action. You will hear the right voice, and you will do the right thing. At this time, I didn't do this in last service, but Skylar, will you come up here? This young man, new to our church, maybe been here a couple weeks, going to come up here.
Testing.
Can you turn this one up and take the... Where's the other mic? You have it? Us here. Now, don't ask me. Someone else, don't ask me to read something next week. Because we don't do this every week. But obviously God has been doing something in His heart because of the relationship series messages. Very new to our church. But I read this poem today and he's got a great, clear understanding of putting God first. And so I want him to read this because I know some of you go, well, you're a pastor, you have to say that kind of stuff. What about a teenager? It's only been to church a couple times. But God begins to speak to their heart. Skylar, you want to hold this? Can you hold that and read it? I'll hold it. Okay.
Okay, it's called The Right Choice. I've been walking the streets unprepared. I've been walking the streets alone and lost. I've been walking the streets unwilling to share the life I live that belongs to God. I've been closing my eyes and protected at night from the devil and his plays. I've been waking up mornings feeling happy and nice, but still a lonely stray. I've been seeing friends, we've been hanging out. They cuss and lie and steal and sin. Those days are over, I'm sorry guys, but there's a new life that I must live. I've accepted Christ in my life, I gave my life to God. Jesus died on the cross for you and I, so I'm giving all I got. Jesus, you are my Lord, my Father, and my friend. Jesus, I will follow you to the end, forever and beyond. Father, I will leave you, never will I be gone. Father, I will believe in you and treat you everything but wrong. We all have sinned, we all have made mistakes, but that doesn't change the fact that God still loves us dearly and is with us front and back. God has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us and lit a bright, bright light so we can see his everlasting love. God's taken my hand and taken my life. He's in control from left to right. He's with me till the day I die and beyond. And I know he's there every day and every night. He could do the same for you, but you have to choose the Lord Jesus as your one and only God and ask him to forgive your sins, and then you will win a love coming from a heart that loves each and every one of us dearly with a love more loving than he loved by far.
Come on. Thanks, Skylar. Love you, man. Come on. You got to choose, people. You got to choose. You got to choose. You got to choose. It's about the right choices. It's about the right choices. Skylar, how many times have you been to our church? 3 times. He says, I got to choose something different for my life because the wrong ships got me sinking. The wrong ships got me sinking. How long will you stay in the wrong ship? How long will you let the wrong voices affect your life? How long? Because the ships that you get into will either promote you or destroy you. And like the young man said, it's your choice. God's a gentleman, and he stands at the door and says, anyone that wants to come in, I've got a great plan for you, but I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to pull your arm. I'm not going to make you do anything. God's got it for you. I'm standing here. I stand at the door and knock. Will you let him in? Will you say, I need the right... Listen, if you're not in a relationship with Jesus, I'm not talking about you come to church. You could come to church and not be in a relationship with Jesus. I'm not talking about you know the songs or you read your Bible a couple times. Just because you read the word and know how to raise your hands does not mean you're in a relationship with Jesus. You want to know how you know your relationship with Jesus? Because you go where he goes and you say what he says and you do what he does. Some of you just like being in a boat next to Jesus' boat. So that way, whenever he tells you what you need to hear, you can still go off and do your thing. When you're in relationship with Jesus, wherever he goes, you go. Whatever he does, you do. Whatever he says, you say. Are you in that ship? So I'm making a plea right now. If you can close your eyes and bow your heads. First and foremost, if you're in here and you say, you know what?